I watched Allie, thinking she had some kind of a hawk eye. I think I would have lived across the street from Creed for years and years and never noticed anything except that he was weird. At any rate, I hate that woman, Allie said. I would love to prove that I only saw the tip of some enormous iceberg. Maybe she beat him, or worse things. Like what? I asked. The look she passed me turned my blood cold. Some annoyed, "Are you stupid?" and "Don't ask questions" look, like the one she cast me in the hall when I first asked about Mrs. Creed. She was thinking something gross. That's all I knew. I went on finally. If Mrs. Creed caused this, she doesn't understand, doesn't want to. You should have seen her in church yesterday, appealing to the people for any reason that Chris might have run away. Like she's so innocent. Allie laughed in disgust. She's not that dumb. She knows she's guilty. It struck me that Mrs. Creed must have seen the note. The cops wouldn't keep it from her. It was full of stuff about his parents being too strict, yet she gave her little speech in church on Sunday. She had looked so sincere, asking if anyone knew any reason why Chris would run away. I couldn't understand how the woman could see that note and be able to push the idea out of her head that she was at least partly responsible. I decided to trust Allie. I've seen the note, I said quietly. Her eyes rose to mine. She said, Yeah, me too. Really? How did you see it? She pulled another cigarette out of her blouse pocket and lit it. She didn't answer me. She just stared into the woods, looking sad. She hung with all sorts of different people these days, and I didn't even take a stab at who she did different things with. But I guessed maybe we weren't the only people hacking into the school's email. Parents can be vicious, don't kid yourself, she murmured. Just because you live in Steepleton. Just because you have the perfect life. Look. I squirmed around, not wanting to get on that sore subject again. I don't have a perfect life, and whatever it is that's bothering you lately, I wish you could just tell me, instead of taking it out on me. She looked at me like she was sorry, maybe, but then her eyes hardened. You wouldn't understand. Thanks a lot. Maybe I did have the perfect life, next to hers. I didn't have a clue, but I couldn't get past this feeling that she really wanted to tell me what had come down on her. She was leaving these bloody little hints all over the place. It was almost like she was using Mrs. Creed to show me how bad her own life could get. She drew up half her grin again and let out an awkward laugh. If people wouldn't take it all wrong, I'd ask you to come over some night this week. We could have a powwow and spy out the window. Well, why would people take that wrong? I muttered. But I knew what she meant. Allie had this slut thing hanging over her head. It could look really bad because of Leandra. But I figured Allie needed me. I have to go talk to Leandra now, I said, staring down at my sneakers. Then I sighed. So, what night? Tomorrow night would be cool. Besides, my boyfriend is coming over tomorrow night, so no one will suspect you and me of doing the slut routine with my boyfriend there. My reputation's not that gross yet. She grinned at me triumphantly, and I tried to laugh. It didn't really strike me that she had said she had a boyfriend. I didn't even know she had gotten one steady person, and I was kind of shocked at a remark about her reputation. Like she knew and wasn't letting it bother her. I'll come over after dinner, I said, and just shuffled out of there, moving back toward the cafeteria in a haze. She didn't follow me.